Brace yourself. You're about to enter the Skull Hole, where we talk anything and everything Minnesota Vikings. Don't forget to bring a change of clothes. It might get dirty. Here are your hosts, Draft Season's Own, One Bar, and Lupus.
All right, welcome to the Skull Hole. I'm One Bar with Lupus, and God damn it, we got a brand new shiny toy on the offensive line.
We got him. It was pretty much what everybody expected the Vikings would do, and they did it. They took Garrett Bradbury at 18.
Yeah, Bradbury, if you've been following the draft and Vikings at all, that will be a name that you're very familiar with. I guess he'd be looked at as kind of the safer pick that we've kind of been linked to over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, he really is. And, you know, I think it goes a lot to show when they announced the pick, they announced him as a center. So I think the Vikings are planning on putting him at center, and that would move Pat Elflein over to guard.
So let's get to know our new fancy offensive lineman a little bit.
All right. His name is Garrett. His last name is Bradbury.
Yes. In NC State, 39 career starts. He was the Remington Award winner this year, just like Mr. Elflein himself. And, you know, everybody's talking about, yeah, he came there to play tight end. He's athletic. They transformed him to a center. This is how fantastic he is.
Yeah, and, you know he's going to be a perfect fit for what, you know, Gary Kubiak, the way he likes to run.
Coops.
So I think he's just going to slide right in there and take right over. And, man, again, it's not a sexy pick, but it's a pick that's just going to pay huge dividends for the Vikings.
Oh, I think it's sexy. I think it's fantastic. Something tells me this is their guy all along. Even if Jonah Williams was there or some big name offensive lineman, I think Bradbury would have been the guy anyways.
I'm not so sure over Williams, but you know, when those two tackles were there, Juwan Taylor and Andre Dillard, I actually that's what really showed my love for Bradbury, because in my heart that's what I wanted the Vikings to take. I was worried we might go tackle, and not that I don't like either one of those guys. I just think it becomes, you shuffle the line so much then. You know, you put Dillard at left tackle, then you got to move Reif inside, and I don't know if that's such a great fit. With Bradbury at center, you put Elflein to guard, and you're really upgrading two positions there at once, and I don't think that would have happened if you took one of those tackles.
Yeah, and people forget that Elflein played guard pretty much his whole career until his senior year at Ohio State. So he knows guard. He's probably going to be a much better guard than he was as center. It's going to be a huge upgrade over Tom Compton. Elflein, Bradbury, and then we got free agent Josh Klein, and we got the two tackles that we all know.
Yeah, so it's huge. I think it's going to help the run game out. You know, the way he gets down the field, he makes second-level blocks. It's going to be huge for the run game. It's going to obviously be huge for Kirk Cousins, giving much better protection up the middle, you know, both at center than at the left guard spot.
Yeah, so let's just kind of go through the first round as far as scary points, as far as or where you thought they're going to be going. So there was quite a few teams that needed offensive line help that, you know, the Giants had two picks ahead of us, Panthers, Jaguars, Bengals, a lot of teams that needed offensive line, and really everybody kind of steered clear of it.
Yeah, I think, you know, we got lucky with the Bills, because they're one I thought maybe would take Jonah Williams, which would have pushed somebody else further up the board. But, you know, Ed Oliver was there for them, which was huge. And I kind of thank the Raiders for making that Cleveland Farrell choice that really threw everything out of whack. Which, you know, allowed a guy like, you know, Bradbury to be there for us. Dillard, I thought, would have been off the board before, maybe to Carolina, but they took, I think you called it, Brian Burns there instead.
Burnsy. Yeah, when the Vikings got on the board or on the clock with Dillard still there, I was horrified. I thought Dillard was possibly going to be the pick, and I had a little shit in my pants. But, yeah.
And it's nothing against Dillard. It's the fact I don't know how much he helps us this year. I think he's a year away. And, again, in the way our line is right now, the center made much more sense. So I think the Vikings, they did the right thing. They nailed it. So if you're going to grade this pick, what would you give it?
I would give this pick a solid, solid, rock hard B+.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a B, because I just think it was the expected pick. It wasn't like a crazy value. I think it's going to probably end up being an A pick over time, because I think this guy is going to be your starter for the next decade at center. So it's going to be a pick that's going to be paying off huge dividends for the Vikings.
Yeah, he's a guy who can actually be an anchor for this offensive line. We got Brian O'Neill, another young guy, Elflein. If he can move to guard and make that smooth. I mean, we got three young guys right there that are pretty damn sexy moving forward.
A little preview. Do you think we'll be looking at a fourth here in a few hours?
Yeah. I don't think we're done on the offensive line yet. Big surprise though. Just Vikings land. I mean, Juwan Taylor. That was another guy. Even when Dillard was on the board, that everyone was wondering why the hell and Why the hell is he sliding? And the little thought that we might take him as well.
Yeah, I thought that guy was going top 10. I thought he was a slam dunk to maybe get to Jacksonville. I was surprised when he got past them. And pretty much every team was on the board. I was like, okay, it's going to be Taylor now. It's going to be Taylor. And he's still there. Caleb McGarry went before him. Titus Howard went before him.
He was the Bo Callahan yesterday.
Well,
he just kept falling.
He's got some knee issue or something that I saw on Twitter, which I didn't hear about before the draft. So I don't know if it's degenerative, if it's chronic, what's going on there, but it's something that obviously teams are shitting their pants over.
Yeah, and Chris Lindstrom, another guy, 14 of the Falcons. That helped get Bradbury to us. I'm guessing that the Vikings were probably interested in Mr. Lindstrom too. But other than that, I think it was probably down to Bradbury, Lindstrom, if Jonah Williams fell. But I think those were pretty much their boys.
I think it would have been too. Yeah, Lindstrom's a good thing to bring up there, because I thought 14. I mean, I love Chris Lindstrom, but I think 14 is a little rich for him. But he's going to be a longtime starter for the Falcons, so I like him much better than their second pick of Caleb McGarry that I thought was disgusting. But yeah, I mean, some teams, the way they chose, it really helped Bradbury get to us. So thank you, teams, for that.
Thank you.
Thank you, fellow NFL teams.
All right, so you're giving them what, just a B?
I'm going to go B, just because I think it was expected. And, yeah, so the value is where it was. So I'm going B.
B, I'm going B+. I do think I think this will be one of the picks that ends up being a steal when we're looking 2-3 years down the road.
Yeah, I agree, too. I think he's going to probably – I expect him to start every single game next year, and only reason I think he would not start is if he gets hurt.
So as of now, after round one, let's just rip through the depth chart right now at line. We got Reef, we got Elfline, Bradbury, Klein, and O'Neal look to be your starters. And then we got Hill, Isadora, Brett Jones is the backup center.
I think we call him Bush Jones.
Bush Jones and Dakota Dozier. And, yeah, we got Storm Norton over at left tackle backing up. So I do not think we're done at offensive line in the next couple days.
Especially tackle. But I'd still say that depth is much deeper than a year ago. And, yeah.
Deep. Get it?
I do get what you were doing. You were having sex with an air mistress.
Oh, my God.
Just pounding her. All right, so we'll be back. We'll do a little round two preview and a little round one recap. We'll talk more about the entire draft and just, you know, the surprises, the things we saw, the things we wish we didn't see, and all that good stuff. All right, guys, here's a little advice from the Lupagus. I just went and saw Endgame. It was amazing. And don't be an asshole. Don't be one of those guys who spoils things. Keep your mouth shut. Give it a couple weeks, and then start talking about it in public.
What are you, 7?